when you pinpoint the challenges of women when it comes to public transport or cycling or any kind of transport, it makes it easier for everybody else.
Thank you. Any other questions? I don't see. Okay, Switzerland.
For this interesting analysis. I'd like to know, have you also integrated, for example, the e-bikes, what e-bikes have effects on cycling for women and other vulnerable groups? Or now in Switzerland, there is a debate on the cars they drive by themselves. Has this a positive impact or not? Have you analyzed these factors? And I just wanted to add, when I got small kids, I realized my world changed quite a lot because I'm in Switzerland, which is a rich country, but when I had to pass the street and I had green lights, for example, in Bern, the green lights turned very fast into red lights, and with small kids, I really had to run over the street because the turn of the green to the red light change so fast that they don't take into consideration small kids, elderly people, people with handicap. And I think concretely we have to focus on this, that you, if you want to promote cycling and walking for everybody, then you have to put everything, every infrastructure, so everything on the point of view of the most vulnerable group. For example, also infrastructure. You